Dear freshmen, this is how not to fail. Hey freshies, welcome back to another episode. This is your host, Abijah Marcel Dalian, and you're listening to Dear Freshmen. Happy sixth week of the semester, and it's that time of the semester where midterms and fall break are coming, and before you know it, it's finals and your first college semester is over. With midterms coming up, today I'm going to talk about all things academics and navigating coursework in this episode. I'm going to be talking about a couple of things in this episode, starting with strategies for studying. High school coursework and college coursework have very different flows, and it's very hard to get in with that flow. So I'm going to give you some tips and tricks to strategies for studying that you may not know about. First up is time blocking. Set aside a specific time block each day dedicated just for studying. May it be 15 minutes of reading a textbook or 15 minutes reading a paragraph or a page or just going over some review over your notes in class. It's very helpful to keep your mind going. So yeah. The second one is active note-taking. Note-taking is very helpful for some students. Others may not be comfortable with note-taking and everything just goes into their head. But if you're like me, things don't just go into my head and I have to look it over and over and over again. So I like to take notes. Cornell method or mind maps, which we'll talk about later, are a good system to organize notes during lectures. When you're reviewing your notes, you know where certain stuff are at, where you wrote this thing or for this definition or for whatsoever. With active note taking, my favorite thing to do when I'm reading is I like to have a paper and a pencil to the side and I like to just scribble while I'm at it. I found this on TikTok actually, and it really helps to have that information get into your brain. You should try it and see if it works for you. I use my iPad, so I have my iPad and my iPad pencil, and I scribble on my iPad. You could also do it with a regular pen and paper. You don't have to draw anything. You literally just scribble in circles in whatever kind of direction. That's all you need to do, and it helps you retain the information that you're reading, which is really, really helpful. I was kind of mind-boggled after I tried it. So if you're like me and when you read things, it doesn't stay in your head, you should try it and see if it works for you. Our third strategy for studying is study groups. Find friends or classmates you're in the same class with. You could do it with your other friends who may not even be in the same class with you. Find people that you could study with even if they're not in the same class as you, or even if they are. That's also really great. This can help you comprehend the topic from another person's POV, which I know I've experienced when it was really complicated in my head and then my friend explained it to me and I grasped it so much more easier because I was just making it more complicated to myself. Next is using multiple learning methods. So reading the textbook or watching the videos over the textbook or over the class or a certain topic in the class, making self-made quizzes. I know Quizlet, everybody knows Quizlet. If you don't, Quizlet is an app that can help you study. You can make your own flashcards if you need to memorize vocabulary. You can make your own self-quizzes, tests. You can make those yourself for whatever subject you may be having trouble with. Consistent reviewing. I think that I don't retain information well because I used to cram. And by cram, I mean I only studied because there was a test or a quiz coming up. So I only understood whatever I thought was going to be on that quiz or on that test. I only studied that part. And then after I took the test, it would leave my brain. So don't just study for a quiz or a final. Study to keep the knowledge in your brain. I like to create summary sheets with key points or quick references or with questions that I don't know. And then I have those notes on that. And I use it in my own words. Minimizing distractions is also a very important one. There are apps that can help you. If you can't focus and do one thing for a specific amount of time, you can use these apps like Forest or Stay Focused to help you with those. And they're apps that have calm study music. If you like to listen to oceans or to birds chirping, they have a set timer for you and then they play those music. When that timer is done, then you can have a break, which is really cool. Finding quiet locations or where you can be motivated and feel more studious is also very helpful. I know when the weather is good, it's not too hot or it's not too cold, like it has been this week around the afternoons, I love to study outside. It gives me, I'm a studious girl. Just find a place where you feel comfortable, motivated, you feel like a studious girl or a studious boy. Find whatever place that may be. It could be the library, it could be somewhere in Soba, it could be somewhere in Cook, wherever you're comfortable. Just find that place and make it your safe space for studying. Staying organized is also a very big one, I feel like. I like to think in the way that a clean workspace leads to a more focused mind. So I'm the type of person that needs to regenerate my brain every single morning of every day. And what I mean by that is every morning when I get ready for my day, the first thing I do is make my bed. When my bed is made, that starts off a very organized, a very clean, motivated, and a very good day. And it keeps my mind flowing and it keeps me calm and steady. And I'm mentally ready for the day. So my mornings is my peace time, is what I like to call it. I look good, I feel good, and I'm staying organized. Having all my course materials in my iPad, so digitally or physically organized in folders or whatever system that you like to use. I like to use folders for my classes, but there are various systems you can organize your materials in whatever way you feel comfortable. Another important one is staying active and sleeping. Sleep is important. I know it's hard for us college students to get 6 to 8 hours of sleep, but as much as you can, you should. Any free time that you have, you don't have anything to do, you don't have anything going, go to the gym, go play a sport with your friends, or you should sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep at night, sleep whatever 15-minute time block you have in the middle of your day. Eating at least 2 meals a day or eating snacks throughout the day is also very important. I know I don't eat breakfast because I just choose not to, but also I don't have really time to. So having something in your stomach in the morning, at least, even if you don't eat a full breakfast meal, that'll keep your brain active throughout the day. Also, a big tip that I want to put out there, an all-nighter is not good for the brain. Next topic are study techniques. So our first technique is called the Pomodoro technique. Like I mentioned earlier, the Pomodoro technique is ones that students who can't focus for a certain amount of time and they get easily distracted, it's a good technique to use. The Pomodoro technique is studying for 25 minutes and then having a 5-minute break in between. And then after you do 4 sessions of the 25 study and 5-minute break, you get a longer break after you do those 4 times. This technique helps prevent burnout and maintain focus. Our second technique is called the Feynman technique. I've used this multiple times and it really has helped me. Let me tell you about it. So the Feynman technique is teaching the material. So if you have a friend, or even if you don't have a friend, there's always a ghost in the room. So grab a friend or grab the ghost in the room and pretend to play teacher and teach the material that you're learning to the ghost or to your friend. This helps you grasp the subject more in your own way, which is very helpful. I have used it. I pretended like I was teaching math to a friend and I understood it more after I did it several times. So you should try it if you haven't already. Next up, I think it's a pretty basic one that a lot of people use when it comes to vocabulary. Flashcards. Subjects that has a lot of vocabulary, like for Spanish, I use flashcards. It could be digitally or you can do it with flashcards that you can get at the dollar store. A lot of people like to write with physical pens nowadays, but I've gotten used to my iPad, so I do it on Quizlet with my iPad or even on GoodNotes. You can do flashcards on GoodNotes. If you don't use Quizlet, you can also use Anki. That's also another app. It's similar to Quizlet. You can make flashcards on there. You can make practice tests, practice quizzes. When you use flashcards, you can review it regularly and it helps with memorization if that's your goal. All right, so mind mapping, like I mentioned earlier, is where you create a visual representation of key ideas and how they are connected. So if you're a visual learner like I am, this helps you see the bigger picture and organizes information more effectively. Next is called chunking. I like to call it chunking. However, there might be another name for this. I learned how to do this last semester when I was taking political science. So chunking is where you break down a large topic into smaller, more manageable chunks and focusing on one chunk at a time. Like I've mentioned multiple times, creating study guides, practice quizzes are also really helpful. If you are not good at taking tests or quizzes, that's a very good study technique. And on TikTok, there is a TikTok user, but on TikTok, there is this user who posts study techniques, and his name is Junya, and it's JUN_YUH, and I will put that in the description below. So if you're interested in study techniques, he explains it very well, and he even has others that I didn't mention. The study techniques is where I got most of it from because it's popular and well-known. So if you're interested in learning more study techniques, you should check out his page. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about time management. So time management in college is very different from time management in high school, since the coursework is a lot more to handle and you're involved in clubs and organizations. And even if you were involved in high school, or if you play a sport now in high school, I feel like it's still very much different since the flow is different. So just a few things that I think can improve time management if you are struggling with time management is using calendars. This could be a physical planner that you can buy in the store, or you can also use calendar apps. So I use the app Notion. I'm not sure if you know about it, but Notion is where you can organize all your classes and your assignments, and you can create your own dashboard. If you used Canvas in high school, that's what Notion is, except you can customize it to your own liking and whatever system works for you. And it also has a calendar for it. Google Calendar is also a good one. If you like to use the Apple Calendar that comes with the phone, you can also use those. But using a calendar really helps when it comes to having a planned week or balancing study sessions with class, work, and saving time for yourself. And for me, I like to use my calendar just because my calendar is always in my head all the time. So having that mental picture that I take of my calendar just makes me feel more organized because I know what I have going on for the week. To-do lists are also very good. I also use to-do lists. High priority tasks should be the first ones that you have on your to-do list. So my to-do list always has things that I need to get done before the day or within 24 hours on the very top. But you could also do it differently if you have a different system for your to-do list. Next, we have what I call the 2-minute rule. I use this rule all the time, and after I found out about it last year, it's helped me save so much more time. I become more efficient and get so much more things done. So if something takes less than 2 minutes to do, like responding to emails or reading a paragraph in your textbook, do it as soon as you can. This really helps keep small tasks from piling up. I learned my freshman year that I was always overwhelmed and stressed because I had so much to do, but it was just small tasks that I kept ignoring because I had it in my head that, oh, it's small, it'll be fast, I can do it later. And then I don't get it done at all, and then it keeps piling up. So I've changed my mindset to, it's small, it's easy, let me do it right now. So I think that's a good rule to keep in your head. A very important one is limiting procrastination. I know it's hard, especially if you're tired and if you're just, you know, burnt out and your body, you're physically weak, you're mentally drained. I know it's very easy to procrastinate and set things aside to do for later and then you don't get it done. But I think the number one thing that helps with limiting procrastination is setting short-term goals, whatever that may be. It could be for your assignments, it could be mentally or physically during the day. It's good to set short-term goals and build a routine. So have a daily routine. I know classes differ every other day for me, and I have a set routine for every other day that follows those classes. So that may also be good for you. All right. So next we have academic resources here on campus that I would like to share with you all in any case that you don't know. There will be links for each of these resources resources that I will put in the description of this episode in case you can't find it. All right, first up is apps for easing stress. Academic Advising under the UE page shares a lot of different apps to ease stress. So that's very helpful. I feel like check those out if you have caught yourself constantly stressing and getting overwhelmed and you've used all of the coping methods that you have and it's still not helping. Try and see if you find any of the apps that Academic Advising page offers and see if they help. Okay, so up next we have the Academic Success Lab. The Academic Success Lab is located in Clifford Memorial Library in room 259, right next to the Writing Center. The Success Lab is designed to support students and help them succeed. You can meet with peer academic coaches who are students just like you that are trained to assist students on their academic journeys. Drop-in hours for the academic coaches will be under the Academic Advising on the UE page. All right, next is Academic Peer Tutoring. So peer tutoring is a free service offered by Academic Services that's open to all students who need academic support. Use this resource if you're having a hard time in a specific class. Go to tutoring. Students can drop in at any time during tutoring sessions if your schedule allows it. The Math Lab provides peer tutoring for math students who are having difficulty in math. And also, it's not like professors who are tutoring you when you go to the Math Lab. It's math majors, to my knowledge, that are tutoring you, and I've made good friends with my math tutor from last year. So it's also a different way to get to know people. Okay, and then the last one, the Academic Advising page has a link to various support services like math tutoring, the Writing Center, services you can use at the Bauerster Heinrich Library, career development, counseling services, and health profession advisors. So if you're having any trouble with those or you're interested in using these resources, you can click on those links that I will provide in the description for this episode just in case you don't find it. I hope you all learned some things that I mentioned. So that finishes up this episode. I hope I gave you all some cool study techniques that you haven't learned before or just a little bit of advices that you needed to hear. I hope I provided that for you. Thank you all for listening to my podcast produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that produces the Crescent magazine published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. Thank you all for listening to Dear Freshman. This is your host, Abisha Marcel Dalian.